We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Thank you very much. You know, my friends, if you could just sit down now, right where you are by the radio, and be quiet for just 15 minutes, I'd like to talk to you. I've always been more or less practical. I've tried to have a practical approach. My philosophy has always been a practical philosophy. I've always figured on the worst and hoped for the best. I try to look at life like that. Fellows say he didn't believe in any hell. Well, I say, the Bible says there's hell. I'm going to figure there's a hell. If there isn't any hell, I'll be as well off as you are anyhow. So I figure on the worst, hope for the best. Now, I don't mean that I've always lived up to the high standards of my philosophy, but I've always had a practical philosophy. And I've always had a practical approach to Bible work and to the ministry. Now, out in the evangelistic field, we'd have Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterian, Disciples, Episcopalian, all sorts of people there. Now, how to work with those people and not compromise anything, not compromise your own conviction, was a very delicate task, especially back in the old days when folks really believed something. But I went ahead and worked out a vocabulary where you could be perfectly consistent and get along with them and not to offend them and not hurt them if they believe the fundamentals of the faith. Now, if they didn't believe the fundamentals of the faith, that is different. Now, they might fuss about separation. I might tell them they shouldn't do certain worldly things, and they might not like that. But I found out how I could get along with all people who believe the Bible is the Word of God and believe the fundamentals of the faith, the fundamental principles of the Word of God. I never had any real controversy with any of those people. Some of them tried to have a controversy with me, but I never had any controversy with them. Because I found out early in life that there are just a few fundamental truths, and if you get those fundamental truths clear, you don't have much trouble. You don't have much trouble in America if you have a few fundamental principles of our Constitution and government that you understand. Just a few principles. Now, you might not get those principles straight and have trouble. But, you know, there's no trouble for a man to live in America and not agree with everybody else about everything else. But you're not a good American if you don't believe in the fundamental principles of the government. So I always stood for the fundamental principles of the government, the fundamental principles of the Word of God. So we've always been practical. There's never been anything wild and eccentric about our ministry or about Bob Jones University. So I woke up in the night, just before day this morning. I don't usually wake up till the alarm goes off, but I did this morning. And I got to thinking how people can go far afield and go astray when all they need is just a little simple spiritual common sense. That came to my mind this morning, judge not that you be not judged. And I thought about a certain fella, see. I thought about a certain fella, and I judged that fella. And I said, now that fella says so-and-so, and he's wrong. And then it flashed to me like the Lord said, you can judge a tree by the fruit it bears. But you know, I didn't judge the man in the first place. I took God's judgment for the man. I let God judge him. I let the Scripture judge him. Now, the Scripture tells me the man must be born again to be saved. Except man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, here's a fellow out here that I ask him if he's been born again. He says, no. He said, you haven't trusted Christ as your Savior? No, I'm doing the best I can. My religion, my own religion. Well, I accept God's judgment of that man. What did God say about it? Well, God told one of the nicest men of his generation, Jesus did, that he had to be born again to see the kingdom of God. So I said to myself, that man's blind to spiritual matters. I haven't judged him. I accepted God's judgment of the man. Now, I didn't say that man had to be born again to see the kingdom of God. God said that. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, said that. So I took his judgment. I said, I think he knows what he's talking about. He ought to. He's the Son of God. And he said, heaven and earth may pass away, my words shall not pass away. Now, you are not judging men when you accept God's judgment of men. Now, remember that now. It's the silliest thing in the world, the way people talk, you know. Well, you mustn't judge anybody. You mustn't judge anybody. Now, I'm to judge a thing by what God says about it. Now, remember that now. What God says about it, I'm to accept what he says. And I'm not judging when I do that. Now, God Almighty makes it clear in the Bible it's not right to do wrong to get a chance to do right. Now, I accept that because it's clear in the Bible. Shall we sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Now, the Bible makes it plain that if a man comes along and gives Christian recognition to a man that doesn't believe in the doctrines of Christ, I say, well, that fellow's all off. He's a particular evil deed of that man. I don't care how pious he talks. I'm not judging the fellow. That's what God said in the Holy Word about the man. God said that about him. God judged him. And God judged the result of his work. So I come along. I don't put my judgment up against the judgment of God. Isn't that the funniest thing you ever heard? Isn't it ridiculous? That little puny finite man that can't understand spiritual values till he's born again will come along and put his judgment up against the Bible, his opinion of what's the Word of God and what isn't the Word of God, his opinion about this, his opinion about that. When God Almighty, in that book of, we call the Bible, that holy book, written with a pen of inspiration, that Word of God, that book that came not in the words which human wisdom teaches, but the words which divine wisdom teaches. Now, what a fool a man is that'll set his opinion up against that. Now, you know, people said back in the early days when my ministry and Darwinian theory was being propagated in America, and people were preaching against it and all that sort of situation, I said, well, I know that isn't right. I know it isn't right. It can't be right because it isn't right, because God says it isn't right. God says that man was created by the direct act of God. He made man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into him the breath of life, made him a living soul. And he made creation out of nothing. He didn't make it out of a little protoplasm that started in. He said he created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was out form and void. The earth became waste and desolate, is a literal. So you are not judging a cause or a man or a group or a movement when you accept what God says about the movement. Now, wait a minute. God turns around and says, I can judge a tree by the fruit it bears. Let me illustrate it. I go to a man's orchard, and this man says to me, now, this tree here I planted, it's no good. It's no good. It doesn't bear fruit. Oh, it bears a little fruit, but it's no good, see. And I say, well, I'm going to sit around here and wait and see if it's so. I'm going to sit and wait. Now, this man's an authority on trees. He planted the trees. He wanted to bear fruit. It was his tree, planted in his orchard. But he told me that tree was a corrupt tree in the sense it didn't bear the kind of fruit it was supposed to bear. And what do I do? Well, I'll just sit around here and wait and see. I won't go and listen to what he says. I'm going to wait and see. Now, I'm told him an authority now on trees. A man that knows what he knows about it. And I listen to him and sit out there in the rain, in the sun, get in the shade when I can, and go wait and see what he said is so. I'd be a fool, wouldn't have any sense at all. Now then, if he's a man didn't know anything about trees, I might go back when the tree's supposed to be buried and check it, see, just to see if he felt was right in his judgment. But now, God Almighty, Jesus Christ manifest in the flesh, it was God. Now, the one that never said, I think, or this is my opinion, this may be so. He said, a corrupt tree brings forth corrupt fruit. Now, that's what he says. All right. Now, am I going to go ahead and plant corrupt trees and put out corrupt trees and go ahead and figure they're going to not bring forth corrupt fruit? Am I going to do that? What am I going to do? I'm going out, man, act on that. I'm not going to wait till the tree grows up to find out. I'm not going to encumber the earth with a tree that Jesus Christ says will bring forth corrupt fruit. Now, what else does the Bible say? The Bible says the flesh produces corruption. Now, what is flesh? Well, flesh is the natural man. It's man in the raw. It's man as he is. You may press the pants of flesh and powder the nose of flesh and give flesh a good bath. But the natural man naturally produces corruption. Now, remember that now. Doesn't matter where it is. Now, wait a minute. Didn't say he wouldn't produce intellectuality. Didn't say he wouldn't produce culture. He didn't say he wouldn't produce great art. He didn't say he wouldn't produce great architecture. Oh, the ancients did that. He didn't say he couldn't put swinging gardens up in the air like Nebuchadnezzar did in Babylon in the ages gone by. He didn't say that. But he said that man, since he fell, in his natural state, produces corruption. You have to have jails to protect society from men. You have to have electric chairs to get murderers out of the way. You have to have all sorts of laws to hold them back, to keep the corruption from spreading, to uproot things that are evil, to hold the world together. Now, the natural man produces corruption. And yet, what fools people are. Going around over the country saying, man is divine. He's divine. Yes, spark of divinity in all of us. No, there isn't. There isn't any spiritual dynamo in you if you're a sinner. You haven't any spiritual dynamo that sends out sparks of divinity. Not in you. Now, if you're a Christian, you have indwelling in your body the Holy Spirit, the other self of Christ. That's different. But you and I are going around divine. Well, everybody's divine, a spark of divinity. Oh, shut up. Don't talk like that to me. Don't go and tell God he's a liar. God says in his word, the flesh produces corruption. What's the matter with this country? Well, if mother and father had listened to what God said about the flesh and brought up children like God told them to and make a mind like God said and restrain them, there wouldn't be so many kids in jail. If people reared their children right like God told them to, there wouldn't be so many of them getting divorces. It'd have helped them in this world. It wouldn't take them up to heaven by whipping them. Well, you can't take them to heaven by whipping them. Or you can take them to heaven by getting them to trust Jesus Christ. But you have to restrain your own children. You have to do it. The flesh is corrupt. Now, I don't wait to see whether it's so or not. I know it's so. God said it, and if I had never seen a human being and just had an idea about what human beings were, and God said, I would believe what God said. A corrupt tree brings forth corrupt fruit. A good tree brings forth good fruit. Now, we don't have to wait to put out a tree if we know it's a corrupt tree and then figure someday that tree is going to produce some good fruit. We got to figure on it. No, no. Not that way at all. Now, the trouble with us, we got to wait in the Word of God and set up the opinion of man to face the Word of God. Somebody said, I was in that meeting. No, I saw a lot of people go forward. Well, who was on the platform? Who led in prayer? What are done with the converts after they convert? You turn them over to these religious liberals in violation of the clear teaching of the Word of God? Well, I saw and known. Shut up. I didn't ask you what you saw. What did God say about what you saw? That's important. I might walk out in the yard and in some wood somewhere and find the most marvelous tree in the world. An old man that knew the forest might say, don't you touch that tree. That's poison. That's poison. Don't you touch it. Well, I say, it's the best looking tree out here. Well, all right, I can't help that. It's poison. And you better not touch it now, I'm telling you. You watch out now, that tree's poison. And I act the fool and go up and touch it to find out, see. And then I get poison. Now, God Almighty told Adam and Eve not to touch the tree. It was a good tree. He said, don't touch it. Nothing wrong with it, but don't touch it. Obey God. But when they touched that tree in disobedience to God Almighty and ate that fruit in disobedience to God Almighty, what happened to them? Well, you know what happened. They produced a race. They became fallen and produced a fallen race. Now, the only guide we have through this world that's safe is the Bible. And that's the book today under attack. I read an article on science the other day, the biggest fool article I ever read in the paper. Fellas going old back there, talking so wise and all about creation and so forth and so on. And the old fool didn't know one thing about it. He wasn't back there. He just thinks he's smart. Now, you've got to have a guide. And what's happening in Protestant Christianity in this day and time is they're undermining the faith of the people in what God said for them to do and what God said for them not to do. And that's what we're facing today. And that's a tragedy of our day. What does the Bible say about a thing? He said, you can judge a tree by the fruit it bears. And when he said that, I don't have to wait if he tells me that tree's bad and that a certain tree is bad if it isn't a certain type, other type tree. I take God's word for it. So I'm to accept the judgment of God. I'm not to take his place, but I'm to take what he says about a tree. And I'm to take what he says about when he judges something, I'm to accept his judgment. Now, that's all we insist upon. And we insist upon the fact that the Bible is the Word of God. And if you don't get your children back to that Bible and back to your home, it's going to be in 25 or 30 years now worse than it is now. It's getting worse every day. It's not getting better. May God help us see it. Our Father, give us the leadership of the Spirit and give us wisdom and give us grace and give us courage to stand in the midst of the chaos of this age. For Jesus' sake, amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.